Jesus, you scared me. I didn't know you were here. Why didn't you leave with the others? Too much work to do? Shouldn't you be doing some then? Oh, you finished it all? Then, yeah. A break does sound in order. Wait, what are you watching? You have not been watching trash TV without me, have you? I'll let you off the hook this time. I wish I could say I finished. I've been working for hours now and my assignment's still not done. But there's nothing more I can do until they open up the practical rooms on Monday and I can get these stupid files exported using the right editing software. It's so annoying, right? They gave us the assignment on Friday, so they knew. They fucking knew that we'd have to spend all weekend on it. And my computer isn't even good enough for that editing software they want me to use. Come Monday morning, I'm gonna have to be finishing the work with like 5 minutes to go before the deadline. And the thought of that is stressing me the fuck out. I guess I'm just gonna spend the rest of the weekend with Monday looming over me. I don't know about that. It's supposed to be some super fancy software with lots of gigabytes and what's it called, RAM? And as you can see, I didn't exactly memorize the technical details. But you get the picture. Oh, your computer can handle it? I mean, if you say so. Can't hurt to try. What do you mean, why didn't I go? Well, how would I have fit in a panic attack over this stupid assignment if I'd gone to the party with the others? You're right, of course. Anything would have been more fun than working on this. Oh, yeah, I know I didn't go to last week's either. And I didn't have any assignments due that week. But hey, mister, you didn't go either. And I'd say we had an alright night, just the two of us. Didn't seem to bother you at the time that I wasn't at the party with everyone else. I guess, I wasn't really feeling it anymore. The whole partying thing. The girls and I, well, we're still BFFs, but they're more interested in going out so they can, like, pick up guys. Though, it's more like getting picked up by guys. Oh no, it was fun the first few times, but now that's all they go out for. It just left me feeling, I don't know, I guess I'm just fed up with the whole one-night stand thing. Or at least, I need a break from it. Yeah, and class has been really stressful lately. I just want to relax, you know? And I don't find it relaxing anymore to just get all nice and dressed up, flirt half-heartedly, and then have boring sex with some guy I'm never gonna see again. Oh, that's probably TMI, I'm sorry. You're just easy to talk to. It's your own fault, really. Anyway, it seems that your computer can handle this software. Which is great. You're a lifesaver. Hopefully I can finish this off in, say, 25 minutes. I promise I'll be out of your hair in no time. No, you should probably leave. I'm just kidding, you dork. You can wait here if you want. I mean, it is your room. I'm not gonna kick you out. Alright, sweet. I'll guess I'll just get started then. Oh, I think I finished. Thank you so much for letting me steal your computer. I might actually get some sleep now that I don't have to worry about fucking up on Monday. Oh, wow, look at the time. That was way more than 25 minutes. You know, I am glad that you were here to save my ass and all, but why didn't you go to the party tonight? Oh, yeah. I know you had some work to do as well, but you didn't go last week or the week before that, or... I mean, don't get me wrong. Last week was fun, you and me watching trashy reality TV, shit-talking lectures, all that exciting stuff that you don't need to get off the couch for. But you haven't fallen out with the guys, have you? That's not why you've stopped going out? No? That's good. I was worried for a second there that we might have some tension brewing in the house. Oh, yeah, I guess they aren't exactly subtle about it, are they? The guys want to go out, get someone drunk, and hopefully bring her home. Not too different from the girls then, are they? So you're just a bit fed up with all that? Kinda like me? Oh, you never liked it? You don't like the way it makes you feel? What, like, shallow or something? Yeah, I can see that. It would be difficult to make a move on someone when you're already feeling like you're not there for the right reason. You'd rather do it with someone you're more comfortable with? In an ideal world, I guess. You just don't want your first time to be with a stranger? Wait, say that again. You're a virgin? No, I didn't mean anything by that. I was just shocked, that's all. You kinda caught me off guard. If I'm being honest, I had you down completely wrong. Well, early on, us girls, well, we got to talking, you know, about the guys in the house, and we thought you seemed, I don't know, handsome, mature, experienced, I guess. Kevin, on the other hand, never would have guessed he'd lost his virginity. We barely see him, and he never talks to any of the girls in the house. So you see, being a virgin, it doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't. It doesn't say anything about you. It actually says more about you. You know, the fact that you don't want to throw it away like that. It's brave. It's strong of you. No. Most girls really wouldn't mind if the guy's a virgin. And some might even be into it. I know that I would be flattered if some cute guy who was saving their first time for the right girl thought that I was, the right girl. Oh, stop it. What's that face for? I'm not, like, weird. I just... I don't know. I would take it as a compliment. That's all. Well, forget I said anything. I hope I haven't gone and made things awkward. I didn't mean to interrogate you or say anything silly. Normally, you're the one saying the silly things. Well, thanks again for the computer thing. I'm gonna head off then. It'll be a while before the others get back from their little party. And if I try and get some sleep now, they might not wake me up when they come crashing through the door at 2 in the morning. Alright. See you around. Oh, hi. No, you didn't wake me up. I'm just getting ready for bed. Hence this little nightgown. You going to bed too? Or do you just enjoy paying visits to people in your bathrobe? I hope you're wearing something under that, mister. Do you want to come inside? So, it's a bit late for a reality TV sesh, don't you think? Not exactly the right room for it either. Oh. You've been thinking about what I said earlier? Oh no, you really shouldn't have. I never should have said anything in the first place. I know how personal it is, and I didn't mean to overstep. I didn't want you thinking that you weren't desirable. I didn't say that, you dork. Okay, maybe it was implied, but... So what? I find you desirable? I'm not used to going around calling people attractive like that. But I guess you're just easy to talk to. Oh? You were thinking about me as well? What about me? You find me desirable too? You really shouldn't say that if you don't mean... You think I'm cute as well? I'm not blushing. You're blushing. Yes, you are. I don't know why I can't keep a straight face, to be honest. I guess I'm not used to this type of flirting. Yeah, flirting. I'd call this flirting, wouldn't you? Such a dork. You know, the guys at those parties, they just roll up to me, say the same old boring pickup lines, and then they look at me up and down as if it were gonna turn me on or something. Ugh. But you, the way you're looking at me now, that's new. It's nice. It's really nice, in fact. You can kiss me if you want. Yeah. I'm surprised either of us have lasted this long without just going for it already. Give me your hands. That's it. Give me your hands and let me guide them. There you go. Do you like my hips? They're so nice and inviting. Almost give your hands a mind of their own, don't you think? Mm. Mm. Oh. What did I say? Your hands have moved down all by themselves. You're groping my ass now. Baby? Baby? Are you sure you're ready for this? Are you sure you want this with me? I'll take that as a yes. Here, how's that? I'll lift my nightgown just a little bit, but enough so that your hands are right on my bare butt. Doesn't that feel better? It does for me. Just grab a handful. That's it, babe. Don't worry, you're not gonna break anything. You're moving your hands back up? Did you want to pull my panties down? Sorry to disappoint you, baby, but it's bedtime. And I'm not worrying, Annie. So why don't you keep moving your hands up my waist and up my body? Cup my breast like that, baby. You're doing great. You like my boobs? I love the way you're playing with my nipples. Yeah, they're kind of sensitive, but I still like it. I really like it. Oh, yes. Holy shit. You're really turning me on. Oh. Don't believe me. Do you want me to show you just how turned on I am? Okay, baby. Let go of my boobs then. Tragic, I know, but I want you to feel something else. Give me your hand. Let me guide you back down again. Down to my pretty little pussy. Can you feel how wet I am, babe? You did that. Let me just use your hands and rub my finger around my wet little hole. Oh. Wait, what? You want to go down on me? I gotta love that enthusiasm. But, baby, this is only your first time, remember? Don't feel forced or anything. You want to? Oh, you really want to? Well, let me just take this nightgown off then. Wasn't really doing much anyway, was it? Oh, thank you. I'm not blushing. I just I like it when you compliment my body. That's all. You know what? I think it's time for you to take that bathrobe off, mister. No. Don't look at me like that. You come in here, barely wearing anything, and what little you do have on is practically falling off of you. You're such a little tease. That's it. Oh, baby. That's perfect. You are a sight for sore eyes. And just look at the state of these boxers. If you get any harder, you're gonna tear right through them. I love it. So, for their sake, do you think you could take your boxes off as well? Please don't be nervous, baby. Let me just run my hands down your chest, gently scraping my nails against your skin, until finally one of my hands just crossed that little elastic finish line. And I can ever so gently cop a feel of this lovely bulge of yours. It feels so good in my hand like this, baby. But please, sweetie, let me feel you like this without your boxes on. Please, let me take them off. Okay, just let me grab your boxes by either side, like this, and then ever so slowly start pulling them down and down and down. There it is. And it feels even better in my hands than I imagined. You're so hard for me. I know you said you wanted to go down on me, babe, but are you sure? Look at you. You're leaking so much pre-cum. Don't you just wanna... Okay. All right then. You seem very determined. Okay. Let's just lie down together. Like... like this. You're kissing down my neck. Oh, down my boobs. My belly button. Oh, baby. I know you're throbbing right now, but you're still going out of your way to tease me. No, I like it. Not everyone takes the time to do this. Oh, I'm shaking. Well, it's just the anticipation, baby. It means you're doing great. Nearly there. Yes. Oh my god. That's it, baby. That's the spot. Mm. You look like you're really enjoying yourself down there. A little higher. A little higher, babe. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. There, yes. Yes, lick my clit, babe. Do you like seeing me like this? All hot and bothered for you. My pussy. Soaking wet, all because of you. That's right. This is all just you, sweetie. I can't remember the last time I was teased this much. Oh, and look at you. You just love this, don't you? Oh, baby. Oh, maybe slow down. I'm close. But I kind of want to come with your cock inside of me. Yes. You like that? Would you like me to pleasure your cock with my mouth first? Just quickly. No? Why not? Oh, baby, you don't have to be insecure about that. I'm not worried about you coming too quickly. I just wanted to return the favor, you know? Even if it's just for a little bit. You made me feel so good. And all I want is for you to feel that too. All right then. I'm gonna lay down again and, well, my legs are already spread for you. But if you get up, just like that, then I can rest them over your shoulders. Like that. You like seeing me from this angle? You like seeing what a mess you made of my pussy? Seeing how wet it is from only your tongue? Imagine how wet I'll be when you finally put your throbbing cock inside. You're still so hard for me. Even after all this, you've only gotten harder. Well, the wait is over now, baby. I'm all yours. You can take me. I can feel the tip of your cock pressing against my entrance. Feel how wet it is, baby? Can you just feel how if you moved even just a little bit, you'd be right inside of me? Do it, sweetie. Move into me. Push that gorgeous dick into me. Yes. Almost there. There you go. You feel so good. Pushing me apart like this. You can start slow, baby. Find your rhythm. That's it. Oh my god, you're going so deep. So Oh, good. Oh. Isn't this so much better than spending the night watching trash TV? Yeah, you think so too? You better. There you go. You're starting to go a bit faster now. Oh my god. Yes. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, you're stretching me out. I'm so close, sweetie. I'm close. I was already right on the edge, but you're gonna make me come. Yes. Keep going. Keep going like that, baby. Yes. 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 Oh my God. Oh my God. That was so good, sweetie. Holy shit. Are you going to come? Don't come inside me, though. How about I take it in my mouth instead? I've wanted to taste you ever since you so rudely turned down a blowjob earlier. I'll even beg if you want me to. Please, baby. Please let me take your cock in my mouth. I want to feel that beautiful cock explode all over my tongue. I want to take your whole shaft in my mouth. I want to run my tongue all over your beautiful head until you just can't hold that huge fucking load in anymore. Please, baby. Too much? No. You liked it? Please give me your gorgeous fucking cock, sweetie. Your perfect cock and all your hot, sticky, perfect cum. There you go. Pull out. Slowly does it. I'm sure we're both sensitive. Now, let me just get comfortable so I can suck your beautiful cock. Your cock tastes amazing, babe. And my pussy got it all wet as well. I can just taste how badly you want to come for me. I want to feel your cum just flood into my mouth. I want to feel it pour. pouring onto my tongue and down my throat. Oh. Mm. Don't you want that too, baby? Empty those balls. Just unload into my mouth, baby. Give me all your cum. That's it, baby. Come. Come for me. Come. All gone. That was absolutely amazing, baby. You did so well. Come lie down with me. You did so, so well. Oh, you're too sweet. That was so much fun, babe. I hope I didn't get carried away or anything. You kind of brought out my dirty side at the end there. I know not everyone's into that. Oh, you want to see more of it, do you? Well, I'm glad you liked it so much, baby. You know, if you want, you can sleep here tonight. You might get to see my dirty side again. Yay. What? Oh no. I don't think we have to worry about the others seeing us in the morning. They'll be too hungover to be up before like midday. Although, if we're not careful, they could hear us in the morning, you know? We might wake up and decide it's time for round two. Or round three. Speaking of people hearing us, you don't think Kevin did, do you? Is he even here? Oh, nah, you're right. Who cares? Right now, all I want to think about is how warm and cozy you feel pressed against me like this. You don't mind me being Big Spoon, do you? You get to feel my boobies pressed against your back like this. You know, thank you, sweetie. Thank you for letting me be your first. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I'm glad. That makes me happy. Tonight has just made me really happy. Now just close your eyes and relax. If you fall asleep, then that's perfectly fine, sweetie. It is late after all. But if for whatever reason you can't sleep, I'm always here. And maybe we'll be more tired after round two.